Like it, our cousin, if you had been there only. But alas, cousin, alas, I'm ready to construct a package with the sound message in a round object to send to you there, there, where so far away you've chosen to reside, in the hopes you might get emotional. The rental period's finished for the machine from the museum which makes sound of thoughts. Suddenly thinking the news, I realize the strike is over. They're going to clear away the ruinous ruins in the next few days. But what about me and my sickness of times past? I can't discover reason to send this message with such nice information about my own personal moments when I shan't have them anymore. Ars Moriendi is finished. I weep. And yet, cousin, you'll receive this sound message after all. Ars Moriendi is finished. But I weeping went to visit there. Just think what happened. I saw a mutant. I mean, one of those left behind. Let me tell you how. I take a turn around a corner and try in sorrow to fit the labyrinthine remains into my memory. I stumble upon him, seated with his back leaning against a post. He seems asleep. Then I realize he has passed away, dead. He looks old, very old, just as my thoughts suggest through scanning some souvenirs from the mutant's museum. Seems he's thinking something happy, smiling a little. I look at him with all my eyes, a long time after, later. I touch him fearfully with most of my hands. With fear I guide my thought into his brain. It's warm, he must just have died. In a remote corner of his brain, I discover a rolling voice, sound barely discernible. He must have thought of it in his dying moment. I place it in my brain. The words are magic, pure. I understand my sickness. Shall I tell you? You like me to? Ha ha. We're not conversing with thoughts that move. Ha ha. Before you tell me whether you like me to, I already would have told you what I understood. Ha ha. You see, cousin, it all begins because we live for thousands of years, and thus we tend to forget about death. I do. And when all of the sudden I find myself at Ars Moriendi, surrounded by something dying, well, into place things fall. Inside me awakes this feeling while seeing death. It's like meeting an old friend who I've forgotten his existence. And I weep. That forgotten knowledge is tranquility, you see, an opening of my inner spaces. Now I need not Ars Moriendi. That night I took it with me. A tight little warm ball which I guard well, and I know there is no danger losing it. I have known Ars Moriendi, and I'll learn to make it a good tool for living. Yes, I intend to, and desire that you should do the same. Look, cousin, listen. The day after when the strike was over and they cleared away the ruins and sprouted a nice park, nothing was thought on the news about the old fellow. The affair's over. They harmed not the mutants, just transferred them, who knoweth to say where. Certainly to a place where you can live with only one head, two eyes, one nose, one mouth, two arms, two legs, and most peculiar of all, without antennae. Only with one trunk and single sex organ. Just think how difficult you survive like that without camp facilities. Anyhow, nobody asks because nobody really cares. You with your so many degrees, perhaps you know, but if not, please, can you be able to find out and visit them? It will do you good. Good, grand good. We can talk about all this with thought that moves, if you like. Ha, ha. I know you, cousin. Ha, ha. Now you want to know what it was that my thought touched in that remote corner of his brain? You want those rolling, not speechful words to reach you too, so far away that you've chosen to reside? All right, no secrets between us. I'll switch on the machine to turn my memory into sound. Again, pay your attention. The sound, it went something like this. Quite slowly I'm walking from the world into a landscape further off than far. And what I was and am and shall remain as patient as unhurried walks with me into a country never trodden yet. Quite slowly I'm walking out of time into a future farther than any star. And what I was and am and ever shall be, as patient as unhurried walks with me, as though I'd never been or hardly been.